Okay. All parents should tell their children, but particularly their teenage daughters, what the red flags are, how to recognize them, and what to do when one meets a young man with red flags all over. Run away as fast as you can. Well, my parents had not told me about the red flags. I did not even know that there was such a thing as red flags. My first great love, who later became my husband, not only carried a huge red flag in each hand, his body was literally covered with them. I was 19 years old, he 22. We went to Sweden together during summer vacation. Many university students in Austria did that and worked there in menial jobs, but because the much higher pay in Sweden, they were still able to bring some money home. And at the same time, you have the adventure of going to Sweden. Well, I worked as a dishwasher in a restaurant, and he worked in a paper mill. I had never known that employees in paper mills had so many night shifts. He literally worked days and most nights. I believed him. By the way, all Swedish girls are really pretty. Later, living in Vienna, when we were married and I had a little girl, he went into training to become a judge after getting his law degree. There too, he had night duties during which he stayed out all night, went to work the next morning right there in the courthouse without coming home in between. Well, there are many beautiful girls in Vienna too. Soon after my divorce, I went to a New Year's Eve party, where I danced a few dances with a young German, a Nordic god. The next day, my house bell rang, and this young man, Siegfried was his name, stood in the street dressed as a home repair man. He explained to me that he posed as a handyman in case my divorced husband opened the door. I wish I had never let him into my house. Clearly, he was an accomplished liar and proved it later 1,000 times.